We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tampa Bay beats Detroit 9-1 yesterday at Comerica Park. Tigers head out on the road. They will take on the Mariners tonight in the first of a four-game series. All four games start after 10 p.m. Awesome. Sam Gavilio pitching for the Mariners tonight. Going up against...
Who?
Sam Gavilio.
Oh, okay.
Going up against Aníbal Sanchez. Supposed to say who?
What?
Recently called up from Toledo.
I heard it yesterday morning. I thought there was something wrong with my phone or something. What the hell's going on here?
I don't know.
It makes no freaking sense to me. But look, I guess, look, Buck Farmer hasn't exactly, you know, he had two good starts and two crappy ones, including yesterday. So, you do need a fifth starter.
Right, but why the sixth starter? That's the confusion
to
me.
Well, it really is not six because Farmer goes back down and then Sanchez takes his place. But he's not taking his place in the rotation. He's taking his place now. It's like I could see, although I would still not be in favor of it, I could see if he started Friday night, which would be the place where Farmer, that spot would come up.
Mm-hmm.
But not tonight.
Well, that's what I don't get. And maybe somebody, I was not down there yesterday to hear Brad Ausmus's explanation. And obviously they didn't even make the Sanchez news. I mean, it was the worst kept secret and everybody knew it would happen, but they didn't actually make the roster move to bring Sanchez up. I don't get why they are making this decision now, especially coming off a 2-game losing streak, especially given the fact that they had a 2-4 homestand against two teams that they should, you know, take care of business better against.
And once again, Jamie, they just play so crappy on, like, getaway days and things like that, which leads us to the stat of the day.
Ooh.
This season, on getaway days where the Tigers play in a new city the following day, not if they have a day off in between like they did last week, on getaway days, the Tigers play in a new city the following day. They are 0-9, and they lose those games by an average of 5.6 runs a game. It's not an anomaly. There's something wrong with that. It's like a lack of effort. And yesterday, after it became, you know, 5-1 or whatever, they like mailed it in.
Well, I think it's...
I think it was 3-1 they mailed it in.
I don't know why that stat is... I'm not sure why that is. I really don't. It is a really weird stat. I do wonder if part of it is because sometimes getaway days are that Thursday afternoon game.
Yeah, and they put in that lame lineup.
Right. And they didn't exactly have a first string lineup in yesterday for your trip down to Comerica Park either.
Well, there really who else? I mean, Victor was released from the hospital.
Right.
Not that that's the greatest thing in the world either. And he played Machado instead of Iglesias. And Machado had two hits. And Brad Ausmus did have the greatest quote of all time. Dixon Machado is the best hitter in the American League who doesn't play.
Sweet.
What the hell is that?
He called the homestand crappy, Ausmus did, and it was. I mean, like we said, Arizona and Tampa Bay. Pat Caputo, our good friend, who has covered baseball for a long time and knows the sport as well as anybody that I know, has written a column in the Oakland Press, and he reiterated it last night on Fox 2 that he believes that Brad Ausmus should be fired.
You're fired.
Now, he didn't really lay, and to be fair, and like Pat understands what he's saying. I don't want to put words into his mouth, but he said, look, I'm not laying the blame of the Tigers' woes at the feet of Brad Ausmus. This team is not 4 games under 500 strictly because of Brad Ausmus. However, you get into these situations with any sports team, baseball or otherwise, where things aren't going well. There's just a lethargy to it. And he even pointed out, anytime you start pulling out the cliches, which Ausmus did yesterday, we got to play better, we got to hit better, we got to pitch better, we got to manage better, we got to do everything better. That's kind of a sign of the times that this team's not responding
for whatever reason.
So maybe, just maybe, you shake it up, you hand the reins over to either Lloyd McClendon or Omar Vizquel, and you say, okay, let's see what happens.
I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't think it's necessary, but you know what? If they decided to go that route, fine, I think what they'll do is wait till the All-Star break. But if they go on this trip against two teams that aren't playing very well, especially San Diego, and they completely poop the pants and go, what do they have, seven games here this week?
Yeah, four in Seattle, three in San Diego.
So they go 2-5 on this trip. He should just stay at his house in San Diego and not come back.
Well, I mean, I'm with you. I don't think firing Brad Ausmus fixes anything.
No,
I don't think it changes anything. But at the same time,
it shows your fan base that you at least finally get a grip, get a clue, and you care.
But I'd see that to me. That's window dressing.
I understand that, but that's what it does.
Okay, but I
don't think that's why you would do it.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is, I wouldn't do it. Okay, I'm not firing Brad Ausmus. That's not the answer to why this team is struggling. However, if you put me in a position where I have to sit here and passionately defend the record of Brad Ausmus, I can't do that either.
No.
He has been the manager here for 3.5 years. He has not won a playoff game. He's only advanced the playoffs one time, and that's when his pitching rotation consisted of Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, and David Price after the trade deadline when they acquired David Price. So I understand that you can't sit here and go, oh, he's fantastic. He's doing such a great job. No, I can't say that either.
The only defense you have for Brad Ausmus basically is it's not going to make a difference. You know, unless people believe that one of the two that you mentioned, you know, Vizquel or McClendon or, I don't know, or Gene Lamont, for crying out loud, can somehow light a spark, a different voice heard constantly, can somehow shake the team up. I don't buy it. I just don't think they're good enough. Mm-hmm. I think that's Avila's problem. I think some of it is actually before him on Dombrowski, and it's not Ausmus's fault. That said, if they decide to let him go anytime after this road trip, during this road trip, I'm not going to argue with it. I'm just not going to get on my, fire Brad Thursday morning, fire Brad. To me, that's lame.
248-539-9797 on the ticket text 97136. And I was thinking about this because you mentioned Avila, that they're going to start Anibal Sanchez tonight, which is, you know, as Gov said last night in our emails, maybe this is them just waving the white flag. To go Buck Farmer and Anibal Sanchez back-to-back night. Sanchez has gone down to Toledo and has not been good. He's made 4 starts, pitched 15 and 2/3 innings in those 4 starts. 17 hits allowed, including 3 home runs. The ERA is 4.6. That's in AAA. So why we think he can come up and pitch against a team with a really good offense like Seattle has and do anything better?
He looked good in his last start.
Great. but you know, I was thinking, okay, well, if not Sanchez, then who? And I don't know why they're doing this whole 6-man thing. Like why they don't, like the normal spot in the rotation for tonight would be Jordan Zimmermann.
Right.
On a normal 5-man rotation without a day off. And maybe Ausmus and Avila feel that they're piling up too many innings too early on.
Well, who's your fifth starter? That's your question.
I don't care until...
Okay. Exactly. Until Friday.
Right. Buck Farmer's spot comes up. Why not Matt Boyd? Matt Boyd pitched well on Saturday night. He's been pretty good since he went back down. I think Matt Boyd gives the Tigers a better chance of winning a game than Anibal Sanchez
No
does.
Doubt.
So I don't know why you wouldn't just go back to Boyd and bring him up on Friday. Jason Beck, who covers the team for MLB.com, did point out that like some conditions existed. When Sanchez agreed to go down to Toledo, it was reported that there were some conditions attached to it. Like he wanted to start, he wanted to pitch, and he was willing to go down to Toledo to work out some crap. But there were some conditions attached to it, and so Beck is just speculating maybe those conditions
The Coney Island pizzas. I mean, what kind of conditions?
Maybe they were, I'll start 4 games and then I'll bring me back. You know, I'm going to go down there for a month. I'm going to go down there for X number of starts.
How could they agree to that? Suppose he wasn't. Why would they agree to that? They should have just let him go.
I don't know. That's a great question.
They're paying him anyway.
248-539-9797. Do you believe it's time for Ausmus to go? Do you believe the Tigers are waving the white flag? And why, oh, why are they 0-9 in getaway games, which is a rather alarming stat. And just to go back to the Sanchez thing real quick, and I would love to know the rationale and if there were conditions attached or all that stuff. Does it alarm you like it alarms me that there's nobody to get excited about coming up through the minor league system? There's nobody in Toledo, okay? There's guys to get excited about further on down the road.
Correct.
Okay? And then I was thinking, when is the last time, and I don't know the answer to this, when's the last time the Tigers called somebody up from the minors who was drafted and developed by the Tigers, who you were really excited to see? Like, I mean, the Dodgers seem to have one once a month.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Whether it was Seager, this year it's Bellinger, or they got still got Urias, who really hasn't had a major impact yet. But they have like 30 guys down there.
The Cubs, the Astros, all those guys.
Yeah, there. I mean, remember? Yeah, exactly. Remember when Chris Bryant, remember they held him back for like the first 3 weeks of the season,
right,
a couple seasons ago?
For arbitration stuff.
And now last year, who is the MVP? So Cub fans couldn't wait to see Chris Bryant.
It's like when, you know, you open your preseason baseball deal in January, and there's always, you know, favorites to be Rookie of the Year. When was the last time you saw Tiger?
Well, they got the Rookie of the Year last year.
That's true.
Michael Fulmer. But I don't think he was the favorite in January.
Right.
Well, I mean, honestly, the only guy I can even think of is
Verlander.
Well, I mean, or even a position player, Nick Castellanos.
Yeah.
You know, and even when he finally came up, it's like, oh, finally, it's Nick Castellanos. We heard so much about the guy. And he hasn't exactly taken the world by storm.
No. They've had a horrible farm system. They've traded players away, but none of them, most of them have not developed into
great
players.
Correct.
But that was, you know, to play the 84 card. That was what everybody loved about the 84 team, is because they saw these guys grow up. They, you know, you heard about Whitaker, Parrish, and Gibby. There is nobody. You're absolutely right.
Now, in their defense, though, they have, you know, acquired tools that got them superstars.
Yes.
So the prospects didn't work out.
Right.
No, I agree.
And now look at Andrew Miller, what he has become.
Absolutely. Right. And I remember Andrew Miller getting called up for like a midseason start in 2007, and he was very good.
Yeah.
But see, The defense of Dombrowski / Avila always is, okay, we drafted those guys, but we did trade them away for Miguel Cabrera and other guys, Max Scherzer, guys like that. Fine. You have how many draft picks every year in baseball?
There's 40 rounds.
40 rounds.
Plus all the ladder players.
You're right that they have not gotten like other teams have, but they have gotten guys that's gotten them these players that should have won a World Series or two and failed when they got there. This is why this conversation always frustrates me. It comes back to 06 and 12, them crapping the bed in the World Series.
And 13.
Yes, I know.
Because I don't know if you read any of the coverage of Leland's appearance, and we had him on last week, and Seidel or Windsor, Windsor wrote a column about him in yesterday's Free Press, basically saying he still can't get over 2013.
Right, which is what he said with us.
When we sit here and we always rip, you know, it always starts with Ausmus, then it goes to the farm system and ripping the two GMs. You know, why don't we talk about Justin Verlander and how poorly he pitched in World Series? You know?
True.
That's part of it, absolutely.
Justin, you could make an argument, you could write the story that Justin Verlander's ego is why the Detroit Tigers didn't win a World Series. Because that goes down Scherzer road then, where, oh, Max Scherzer couldn't make more than Justin Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just can't. Ooh, you got to make these little rules.
Well, that's them. That's not Verlander per se. That's the Tigers deciding that they wanted to feed that
And
ego.
That goes to the top with
yeah,
that one.
Yes, absolutely. The Scherzer thing is...
It's so easy to pick and choose.
Yeah, but, even
the players always get a free pass in the city. They always have.
But even before 2006 stuff started, when was the last? I mean, even guys coming up through the farm system that you were excited about, that, you know, oh, Justin Thompson. Oh, boy, he became great. I mean, we have nobody. I mean, Christian Stewart, okay? Here's a guy who can belt the ball all over the place. They say he's a defensive liability. He's in Erie. Maybe he'll be the guy.
Well, maybe.
I mean, these young pitchers you read about, Bo Burrows and Funkhauser, who they drafted from Louisville
last year. I still don't
believe
that's a real person. Is there really a pitcher down there named Kyle Funkhauser?
Yes.
That cannot be a real person.
Yes.
Christian Stewart, Cameron Maben. Cameron Maben was as talked about as any prospect in this city.
Right.
And he's, they've made a brilliant trade to trade him when they did for Miggy. And he's had an major league career, but nothing special, I mean, Gov, you're right. There's so much blame to go around. There's so much frustration. And that was the point of Windsor's column, is if the Tigers get it done in 12 or 13, we're not having this conversation.
Exactly.
We're not sitting here talking about this disappointment, these guys who just frustrate you. My only point on Dombrowski, and I've made this point plenty of times, is he had a long, long time to draft and develop. And if you look at the guys who he drafted, the everyday players who he drafted, it's not an impressive list. I mean,
nobody.
If you try to fill out a lineup of nine guys or eight guys who he drafted and developed with the Detroit Tigers, Curtis Granderson,
James McCann,
Alex Avila, Nick Castellanos.
My point is, I'm not saying that you're wrong. It just bothers me sometimes when they did assemble two teams that got to World Series,
yes,
plus, and like you said, the 2013 team. And it's on the players at that point. We got a free agent signing, stumbling and falling down at third base. I mean, you're gagging a little bit.
You're right. I agree. But there's also one of the big reasons why they got there in 2012 was Verlander. Verlander was brilliant, yes, in the postseason until the World Series, and then he sucked.
Right, but it says, I'll never get over the three homers by Sandoval.
Yeah.
He gave up a bunch of money.
On the ticket text, 97136, guys, they aren't just that good. Holes every place, but they don't have the starting pitching to go on a sustained run. I don't get the angst. They just aren't very good. Well, the angst is that they're not very good. That's why we're pissed off.
Yeah, I have a hard time as a sports fan looking at a team that's within a small distance of first place. And I know they're not very good. I'm not suggesting that they're better than the Indians, but I have a hard time looking at them and going, whatever. I mean, I have emotions about the baseball team.
You'd almost rather they be worse. Jamie, Arizona's 18 games over 500. Stop saying the Tigers should have beaten them.
I don't think I said they should have beaten them. I'm saying they could have beaten them.
They could have.
They played two games and got swept.
Fire Osmus, hire Gibby. I don't think physically he's ready for that. Why 0-9 on getaway days? Fatigue. They have to wake up an extra 15 minutes early, and they have to pack for the plane ride. That's the thing. It's been time to get rid of Osmus for a while. Just take a chance on someone else while you're still in reach of the division. If it works, awesome. If it doesn't work, then you're no worse off than you were before.
Plus, he's at the end of his contract.
Right.
I understand that completely. Yes. I said the same thing last year when they got to a point in the season where I was like, it's kind of like do or die. Maybe it's time to fire Osmus just to shake things up. I mean, it does feel like we've been watching the same brand of baseball. If that's your theory, I can't say you're wrong.
Believe me, if they fire Brad Osmus tomorrow, I'm not going to disagree with that. I mean, the record speaks for itself.
Well, I would disagree with it because I don't think it's the right thing to do, but I'm not going to sit here and go, what if they do? This is a clueless organization. I mean, it's a completely logical move if they were to do it.
And I'm sorry, I'm convinced. There's no way that he's, in my opinion, I have no idea if I'm right, he's behind this Sanchez thing. That's an organizational move.
I agree.
Why the hell would he want him on that team?
I don't know.
Right?
I
mean, you're going on a make or break West Coast trip.
And you started with that guy?
I mean, I've given up. I can see why they could still, save the season. I personally don't believe they will. But this is the type of trip right here where you find out a lot about what your team is made of. Is the team quitting?
And the other thing, too, that
Nelson Cruz heard about this. He's started salivating yesterday.
Odds tonight.
Yes.
He hits a home run in the first inning.
No doubt.
Verlander could be pitching at Cy Young level, and Nelson Cruz would still hit three bombs tonight. The other thing we haven't mentioned is the fact that the Indians have all of a sudden gotten hot. I mean, that's the other part of this.
Four in Minnesota.
Yeah. Although Minnesota, did you look at their breakdown? They're 11 games over 500 on the road.
I know.
And they're 10 games under at home. So, brand new stadium has not worked out for the Twins that well.
The Indians are the best team in the American League anyway, I think. So.
Astros?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
They're still nationally.
Well, no, they won the AL last year, so I don't think you're that far off. 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.